Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Yud Gimel. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin with Tesis Devar Maschil. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara Meisave. However, there's a difficulty. We learned Tati Negish Abisrab Masad and Parshay Sein Vechulu, which Tesis comes to ask according to Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah. Why didn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah, where we find explicit in the Mishnah? Why are we asking from Abraisa that the school children learned from the light of the lamp? The Mishnah taught a person is not allowed to read to the light of the lamp, because he might come to tilt the lamp and is going to violate the melacha of Havar. Now, then the Mishnah continues, but in truth they said that the Chazan could see where the school children are reading from, but he's not allowed to read. Now, Rashi, in his first interpretation, explained that the Chazan refers to the Gabbai in Shul, who is in charge of people getting the Aliyahs. Sometimes they don't know where exactly where to start and end the Aliyah, so he could look at what the school children are learning, and as they're reading by the light of the candle, so he could glance. So the Gemara explains that for the Chazan that we permitted him to be able to look, and we're not concerned that he might come to tilt the lamp, is because he's only looking to organize the chapter headings, and that they permitted. That the Gemara Atzma Braisa Bshimlil said that the school children, they would learn the parasha and they would be reading to the light of the lamp. Why are we not concerned that they're going to come to tilt? That was the Gemara's question. On that Oy Maharam Lepirsha Kuntras, according to Rashi's interpretation, Shapirsh Ben Masnitin, that he explained in the Mishnah, Hachazin Roya Heichen Hatinak is current Lo'er Haner, that we're saying that the Gabbai, he could see where the school children are reading from the light of the lamp. So Hodale Parch Leima Masnitin. So why didn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah why we see over there that we're not concerned that the school children are going to tilt the lamp? Because it's two different interpretations. According to one, it wasn't that the children are reading and that he's looking at what they're reading. The other interpretation was actually the Rebbe is looking what he should teach the children tomorrow. But according to the one that says that he's looking at what they're learning, you already see this in the Mishnah. So on that said the Ram, because you could actually say, no, the Karim Be'isr. The school children are doing it primitively. We just don't have to protest. And that he could look on at what they're doing. But over here in the Braisa, Gatani Misajim, where explicitly the Braisa says that they organized for them, therefore it sounds like that's actually permitted to do, and that's what the Gemara is asking, why is it permitted? Why are we not concerned Shemayata? And that's what the Gemara gives the explanation why for the case of the children it's not prohibited, but that's why we ask from the Braisa and not from the Halacha, the Mishnah, even according to that interpretation of Rashi, that it meant that he's looking on to the school children. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's permitted. Continue next. Taisa de Mimaschel, this begins the words of the Gemara, Rav Amar, he says, Rav Amar Oretz Ma'astunhein. No, most Amaratzim, they actually do take Maestris, which Taisa asks on Rav Amar from the Gemara in Saita, which was the source of this Halacha of Demai, Rabbi Yechon made the Gezerah, because he saw that actually people only separated Truma Gedaila. That is, the Gemara brought that a Zav not supposed to eat with a Zav that's Amar Oretz, because he might become accustomed, which Abai explained that the Gezerah is that he might feed him things that he didn't take off Meisr from, which is Tavel. Rava says no, as our Taisa Dimaschel says, since most Amaratzim do take off Meisr, the whole problem about eating Dimai is only rabbinic. So therefore, this that we said is not allowed to eat with him, if it would be because of Meisr's, that would be exactly Gezerah, which we don't make. So therefore, Rava gives a different reasoning. Now, on these words that Rava said, that no, we're not concerned for the fact that we didn't take off Meisr, because Rav Amaretz Ma'asrim, Taisa asks, Bim Taimi, if you're going to say, which Taisa has to take a second look, Hamrina Beperek Basa de Saita. What do you mean? The Gemara in the last paragraph of Saita, Dafnam Chasim and Al brings, Yechonon Kohen Gadol Gaza al Demai. Why did Yechonon Kohen Gadol make Gzera on the Demai, which you buy from Al Arts, which it's Domai? What is this? You don't know if you take off Tais, the Fisher Shalach Machal Gvul Yisrael, because he sent messengers throughout the whole boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Veron, he saw that the common man, Shalahoy Mafrishan, they didn't separate Ella Truma Gedel Bavad. Only Truma Gedel, which is given like around 1/50th of the kain, but the rest, Maestris, were not given off. So how can he say most Amaratzim give when we see the whole reason of Demai was that they don't give? Says Taisa Vishlim, what you could say is that actually the Hachikama, this is what was said. What did Yechonon Kohen Gadol see? The Gemara is saying, Shalahoy Mafrishan Kulam Ella Truma Gedel. It doesn't mean that they only took, meaning everybody, he saw that only, that everybody only, what did everybody do? Everybody only did Truma Gedaila. Ava Ruben, Hoyma Asim, but as Taisa explains for Rava, yeah, but the majority did take off tithes. So then the majority took up tights. So why is it that by Demai we have to separate Maisus from that? As Taita says, why here in the laws of Maisus are we more concerned for a minority? If you tell me the majority took off, so why are we here concerned for the minority more than any other place in Halacha? Generally say for a meat we're not concerned for. Says Taisus Mishum Nahavi Miyut the Shchiach Tuva, what's known as a Mir Hamatzi. Because here is a minority that's very common. Vahoya Harbor Nachshom, and therefore many people stumbled. So although it was a minority, but it's a very common minority, and therefore they made this Gezerah of Demai. But again, it doesn't contradict Rava, who says that in this situation, we're not concerned that he's going to befriend him, because the whole thing of Demai is as it is really just a minority. Now, Umad, Shekosha da Abaya ad Abaya. Now, but says Tais, is this that we have a contradiction in the Abaya's opinion? With the Rava, we have a contradiction in Rava's opinion. Before we prepare basic subas, that's explicit in the second paragraph of subas of Chavdal Manalv, Gabechashin Legoimlim, regarding this of the concern about showing doing favors, where there's a contradiction, as the Mefarshim explained, which Tais alluding to, that the Gemara asks a contradiction: are we concerned for Goimlim, that one does a favor for the other? Where generally we have one person testifying, we're concerned that maybe he's doing the other person a favor. So let's say two people come, and each one is testifying regarding the other one. So we're concerned that they're saying false testimony, because even though one aid is believed, but each one's going to lie for the other one to help out the other one. So although it's a contradiction, Abai explains that when do we say that you're not concerned is because it's talking about demai. And demai, therefore we're lenient and we're not concerned for gemma. So although generally we are concerned, they were not. Now the difficulty is, Abai in our Gemara does not like Rava's rejection of him, that Rav Amaratzim Ma'asrim. So too, we have a contradiction in Rava, because over here he says, Rav Amaratzim Ma'asrim, and the Gemara in Gittin of Samach Alpha Ma'alpha brings that he doesn't like Abaya's resolution by the contradiction of Gaimlin by answering Rav Amaratzim Ma'asrim. So, but doesn't he say in our Gemara that he does say this concept? So Taisin Ksubas actually answers, and he says, both Abai and Rava, they both hold the Rav Amaratz Ma'asrim, like Taisa explained over here. However, even so, there are places that the sages sort of be fit and be stringent, and that's the difference, where in our Gemara, although Rav Amaratz Ma'asrim, Abai says, still, we were concerned for that. And regarding Gaimlin, Rava over there says that we are concerned, and therefore you have to come up for a different approach for when are we not concerned for Gaimlin. Now, continuing next taste, the Rimaschal taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Ma Eishes Re'eyu, just like his friend's wife, Hu Bebigda Behibibigda Aser, if she's wearing her clothing and he's wearing his clothing in one bed is Aser, so therefore that's the same thing regarding his wife that's in need, which taste is first to explain that where do we know this, taste comes to explain, where do we know that his friend's wife is actually forbidden, which is the whole comparison. I mean, the Braisa brings a pasuk that in Yechezkel that compares Eishes Re'eyu Loitime to Eisha Nida Loyikarev, where just like we're comparing the two, his friend's wife is forbidden, as our Taisa says, even wearing their clothing, so too his wife that's a Nida. Now, says Taisa, Bahasim over there by his friend's wife, how do we know that it's forbidden? That you're comparing it to the wife that's in Nida? Says Tais Svaruhu Lesser. It logic would tell you it's forbidden. The Fishi Yitzhar Tugfei, because his desire, his lust is very strong for his friend's wife. Meskabala B'yaisa, it's definitely going to overpower him. So for sure, you're not allowed to be together in the same bed, even wearing clothing that's separate. And that's how we know regarding Ishtay that's in Nida. Now, Rashi appears, Rashi actually explains that the source is from his friend's wife is, how do we know it's forbidden even wearing clothing? Because I feel a bit yichud nami asim in their eyes. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Even being secluded together is biblically forbidden. So for sure, you're not allowed to be in the same bed even though you're wearing clothing, which Taisa says, no, vein there. That does not seem to be the correct source of the interpretation, rather like Taisa said, because it's just based on logic. Because the mashman, the writes a lesser, because based on Rashi's interpretation, it would sound like that then the Gemara would be trying to make forbidden yichud benida, seclusion with the nida. If you're comparing to the friend's wife, that yichud is forbidden, then you should say yichud forbidden with the nida, which one's wife doesn't need, which actually not the case. Now, Taimer, Tais has a wonder. The yichud asim natar, this that we say that yichud is biblically forbidden, menatayram, lo yalfinan me'eshes ish. We don't learn out from another man's wife, and vishar benida. And therefore, it is permitted by the nida, because it's like it says the pasuk, is Suga Besheshanim, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains regarding the laws of Nida, that even though it's a fence made out of roses, it's enough to stop the Jewish people, and therefore there's no halacha of yichud by one's wife that's in need. Now, what's interestingly is, but the opposite, v'hu bebigda behi bebigda, but let's say when they're both wearing their clothing, where even by actually a friend's wife, that's only rabbinically problematic. It's like a logic, but it's not an actual biblical halacha. They're usher b'nida mebekesha. Actually, they, we actually do say it's forbidden by the nida from the hekesh that we bring in our Gemara. On that case of wonders, it should be the exact opposite. We should have actually, and this is what he was saying according to Rashi, should be, but Toys asking, that's not the case, but Toys asking why it's not like that. To the contrary, if you're making a hekesh, learning out one's wife that's in nida from an Eshes Ish, from his friend's wife, if anything, we should have learned out that, what are we learning out? It's regarding Yichud, because that is biblical by the friend's wife, and you're comparing it to the nida. And actually, to permit when they're wearing their clothing, and not to learn that out from the friend's wife, if there's no seclusion. Now, how could you have no seclusion if you're in the same bed together? So that's if the door is wide open to the public domain, where that should actually be permitted, which says that, yeah, even with a small boundary, even made out of roses, it would be enough to protect, and it's not forbidden. So that's the taste remains with a question. To the contrary, we should learn that yichud, that it's aser, which we see it's biblical by the friend's wife, and not when they're wearing the clothing in the same bed, which is rabbinic regarding a friend's wife. Why are we saying in our Gemara that that's what we're saying is forbidden by the ishtoi nida, and it's actually permitted yichud by the ishtoi nida? Continuing next taste of masl, taste begins with the words of the Gemara, pligid riptas. This disagrees with riptas, because the Amr riptas, he says, l'yaser tayra el b'chul, the Torah only made it forbidden, etc. Rosh Tosfos explains how do we know it disagrees with Rebbe Das, and also he rejects Rashi's interpretation. Now, as the Gemara brought to Rebbe Yisuf, ultimately resolved the Gemara's question from a Braisa, that a woman that's a Nidum is forbidden to sleep with her husband, even if they're wearing their clothing, if it's in the same bed. How do we know this? From a Hekesh comparing the Nidum to his friend's wife. Just like a friend's wife is forbidden with their clothing, so too is a Nidum. Now, the Gemara says that this Rebbe Yisuf resolved this, that it's forbidden, disagrees with Rebbe Das. Because the Rebbe Das says that actually the only thing that's forbidden is only a type of close proximity, relationship that has, that's gila rais, that's uncovered, which is physical intimacy. And therefore, at most, we're going to make forbidden with clothing, but without clothing, but with clothing, no, he disagrees. He says actually that would not be forbidden. Which Taisa says, Taimat's a wonder, Manoli, the pligi. How does the Gemara know the Rebbe Das disagrees? Dumma midraban, and asaf a little bit big day. He's talking about biblical. Biblical, it's only, yeah, with physical touch. That's considered the Isser, but maybe rabbinically he would agree to this our Gemara that was saying that it is forbidden for them to be in the same bed, even with their clothing. So Rashi, the Pirish Khan, so Tez brings a Rashi that explains over here that the way we know that the disagreeing is, Kivin the Midrash Elohasal Tashmash Ma'amish, since biblically the only thing that's forbidden is actual physical intimacy, is intercourse. So Midrabanon Le'asa Elikir Basa. So rabbinically, the only thing they're going to make forbidden is one step closer to that, which is, okay, if their skin is touching. But if they're wearing clothing, oh, that's how we know he disagrees, and they would know that's not even rabbinically problematic. Says Tosfos Lein here, that does not seem to be the correct interpretation. Because the Mistam, Aloy Pligya Masnitin, we could assume that Rebbe Das would not be disagreeing with the Halacha of a Mishnah. The Lo Yoichel Hazav Mazav, which our Mishnah says he can't even eat with her. For sure, he cannot sleep with her, even if they're wearing their clothing. So how could it be that we're proving that it would hold rabbinically you're allowed to even sleep together when you can't even eat together? But moreover, v'chilesle, doesn't he hold the Ashes Re'eyu when it says in the Pasuk, his friend's wife, which is compared to the wife that's in Nida, who bebigda, bebigda, even if they're wearing the clothing, aser, it's forbidden, as it's obvious that a friend's wife is forbidden that way. So therefore, seemingly he should agree that with the Nida, it's also forbidden. So Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam explains, what does it mean in the Gemara, the Pligid Rebbe Das, that's disagreeing with Rebbe Das? The kivin de leyasur Torah el kerebishal gil learais volvad, since the Torah only made it forbidden, a closeness that's with the uncovering of the private areas. That's the what's forbidden. Im kain ein lanu lesser beligzer el kain shasak kasim. So what the understanding of the Gemara was, so we even if we're going to make rabbinic prohibitions, it should only be similar to what it says in the Torah. The hainu deus, that's when you have two different people. So even though it's two different people, there's a man and a woman that was saying that the Torah says it's forbidden, you're not allowed to have tashmish. So the rabbinic has to be similar to that, yes, even if there's two different people, but b'lei shinui, without any differences, meaning when it's talking about copulation in the Torah, that's the normal way. So we're going to add on something that's similar, that's deis without shinui, kugoin, for example, like the Mishnah. that the man that's a zav cannot eat with a woman that's a zav that has menstruation, where there's no deviation in the way they're eating, that's where we're concerned that it might come to sin. But when they're wearing their clothing, although there's different people, but there's also a difference. People don't usually, are not intimate that way. The Rebbe would not hold like that it's forbidden, because actually even by a married woman, even if they're wearing their clothing, even if they're together, by a married woman would be permitted, and therefore he would hold the same thing would be by the Nida. Repir, she gives a different interpretation. He says, a plegid Rebbe does. Well, how do we know it's disagreeing with Rebbe does? Even the Islay de Leshayach Loshin Kareva, since it's obvious from the way he interprets the Pasuk that the concept of Kareva is Elibigila Reis Mamish only by literally physical intimacy. Vimkain, if that's the case, then the Pasuk Vel Isha Nidole Yakarim, to the woman that's a menstruation, you should not be Yakarim, should not come close. Hainu Tashmish Mamish. Therefore, that means to say literally physical intimacy. So Shuv Ain Lil Mebehekish Meisha Sish. So you cannot learn out from Hekish comparing the Pasuk to the married woman. Lesser who be big de bechulu to go ahead and make it forbidden even when they're not with physical touch, even when they're wearing the clothing, because that would be lafuki lashon kareva mimashmuusa. That would be excluding from the term, the literal translation of kareva, which is literally means tashmish. So that's how we know that he would disagree. Which says, but that's contrived. That's a deichu. That's difficult because da'aishes re'eu leitime, because the pasuk regarding the friend's wife, it says he should not defile her. Now, that's also mashmish tashmish mamish. That also sounds like literally actual intercourse. Even so, we know, as our Gemara is telling us, that still they're forbidden even with their clothing on. So obviously, it doesn't mean literally as a translation. It could mean a more liberal interpretation. And therefore, we could say that krev would mean even with their clothing. And therefore, it does not like the interpretation of the re. Next, Tez de Vimaschel. Tez begins with the words of the Gemara, Upligi di dea di de, that Ula himself contradicts himself. Which Tais explains, why did Ula do what he did? And that is, the Gemara brought that when he would come home from yeshiva, Ula, he would kiss his sisters either on their hands or on their chest, which the Gemara says he contradicts himself, because even Ula himself said any close contact, physical contact, is forbidden with forbidden relationships, which includes sisters. And as the Pasuk says, Leich Leich Amrin Nazira. So Tais explains, so what was with Ula? Says Tais, Behu Ha Yidei Ba'atzmai. Ula knew regarding himself, Shlo Yavel Dehiru. By kissing his sister, he's not going to come to any illicit thoughts. Shatad the government hari here, because he was a totally righteous person. As Tosfos brings it, we find such a concept in the Mina Beperek Basic Subas Nabi Zayin Menav. Markiv La Akasve Merakad. He would hold the kala, the bride, on his shoulders and dance with her at the chasna. So Amalei Rabban, the Rabban would say to him, Anan Mao Lamebet Hachi. Can we do the same thing? Amalehem, he said to them, Idami Lachen Kikishur. If the woman is like a beam for you, you just feel the weight. Then lachai, then yeah, v'loi, but if not, then loi, then you cannot, because you can have illicit thoughts holding a woman on your shoulder. That was the same thing with Ula, that he was allowed to kiss his sister because it didn't bring to any thoughts. But says Taizav, Asefa l'chosh l'farash l'harachkan, the Gemara did not bother to go ahead and be lengthy about it. Lama hayayisa, why did he do what he did? But again, it's not a contradiction what he did. Yes, one is forbidden to have any physical contact with an arayas, including one's sister. The fact that Ula did it, and that the Gemara didn't have to go through to explain, because he was a totally righteous person, as we find similar to that Gemara in Ketubis. Therefore, he was allowed to go ahead and kiss his sister, and that would not bring to anything inappropriate.